coming up on episode number 650. Well, for cover story night tonight, let's take a look at a musician who was born February 4th, 1948. Goes by the name Vincent Furnier. Well, that's his real name anyway. He kind of adopted the name of his biggest band, Alice Cooper. It's the Alice Cooper cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, February 18th, 2010. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where we focus on a single band or an artist and then play several different covers or remakes or new versions of that band's music, or maybe some covers they've performed as well. And you are going to hear some of each on tonight's show. We're taking a look at the musician Alice Cooper, whose real name is Vincent Damon Furnier. Now, basically, he, according to legend, he channeled a 17th century witch named Alice Cooper during a Ouija board session and decided to name the band Alice Cooper, and eventually became his name. He became known as Alice Cooper, and to this day, I mean, basically, you see a picture of Vincent and you think Alice Cooper. But that's not originally how it was. It was just a band, Alice Cooper, led by a guy named Vincent Furnier. So anyway, let's go ahead and get to some of his well-known songs as well as some of his deeper cuts covered by a wide range of artists. And I'm not just going to be using other heavy metal acts to cover Alice Cooper. We're going to be going kind of across the board with heavy metal, alternative, just straight-ahead rock, all that stuff, even some punk. And we're going to kick things off with a guy named Ronnie James Dio. You know him, right? From the band Dio. Great musician, great guitarist. And on his 2008 album In Session, he included a cover of the title track to Alice Cooper's album Welcome to My Nightmare. Here is Ronnie James Dio.
We are when we come down.
They sound so young in that one. Those are the Donnas from a tribute album called In Their Eyes, 90s Teen Bands versus, what was it, 80s Teen Movies? Yes, 80s Teen Movies. Trying to remember what movie actually used Alice Cooper's Schools Out. Was that Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones? Trying to remember if there was another one besides that one. Anyway, Schools Out, covered there by the Donnas. We'll hear from another teenage punk band later on in the show. But the reason I played that one in this set is because of their one of their biggest influences had to be Joan Jett and the Runaways. And right before them, you heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their cover of Be My Lover from the 2009 compilation Flashback, which was compiled a bunch of Joan Jett's covers that she's done over the years onto one big album. Great, great album, by the way. Great collection, Flashback. Yeah, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering Alice Cooper's Be My Lover. And then we start off the set with Ronnie James Dio from, of course, from Dio, also Black Sabbath, and Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow with Welcome to My Nightmare from a compilation album called In Session, which featured quite a few artists doing covers, including Fee Waybill of the Tubes doing a cover of Aerosmith's Walk This Way. Which reminds me, I haven't done an Aerosmith cover story yet, have I? Might have to fix that before too long, since that's what I'm doing, kind of doing a makeup show tonight as well. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, bluehost.com. Check them out, $6.95 a month, which gets you hosting, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited file transfer. I'm not going to do the big, long, drawn-out commercial this time around, because we've done three this month, so we kind of keep it on the slimmer side for the following ones. But Bluehost, $6.95 for all your web hosting needs. Check them out at bluehost.com. And when you're ready to sign up, make sure you start at coverville.com and use one of the links you'll find on coverville.com to get to Bluehost to sign up. And that way, I get a little bit of a kickback myself. All that from bluehost.com. All right, well, I've got to thank a listener for suggesting the show, and not just doing that, but also recommending quite a few songs. I mean, he had a humongous list of songs in his email saying, hey, you could do this one, you could do this one. And I appreciate that, actually. I like getting the ideas like that. I won't use everything that that you send when you do that, but I will use it as a great reference, because I think the best way to please fans of an artist, you know, fans of covers of an artist, is to listen to the fans. The best way to produce a show that people are going to like is to listen to the fans of that that musician, in this case, Alice Cooper. So a big thank you going out to Joey for suggesting this episode. And one of his suggestions that I had to track down as soon as I heard about it was this cover of Only Women Bleed. This one is done by Ike and Tina Turner, and you can find it on their Greatest Hits Volume 2, which was re-released in 2008. It has a very interesting hand-drawn cover on it. Here are Ike and Tina Turner with their cover of Alice Cooper's Only Women Bleed.
Now this song is about we women. Man's got his woman to take his seat. He's got the power, but she's got the need. She spends a whole lifetime trying to please a man. She fixes him his dinner and she does all the little lovely things that a woman can. But she cries alone at home too often. Cause he smokes and drinks, sometimes he don't come. Don't even bother to call. Oh, we women, only we women bleed. Straight at you, and he knows just how much you hate his game. tell you we women. Talking about us women. I said a woman.
Circle, my dad passed a high. I went to church incognito when everybody rose. The Reverend Smith, he recognized me and punched me in the nose. He said, no more, Mr. Nice Guy. No more, Mr. Clean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. They said, he's sick. there's a tear on my face. It makes me shiver to the bone. It shakes me, babe. It's just a heartache you got caught in my eye. And you know I'll never cry. I'll never cry. Sometimes I dream more than I need. Until the TV's dead and gone. I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. And the night may pass me by, but I'll never cry. All I've got to give to you. Believe me, baby, it ain't been used. My heart's a virgin, it ain't never been tried. And you know I'll never cry. I'll never cry.
And TV, yeah. tell you, baby, it's just enough for me. That would make my day complete. 'Cause you and me ain't no superstars. What we are is what we are. We share a bed, some popcorn, and TV. Yeah. Well, that's enough for a working man. What I am is what I am. Tell you, sweetheart, that's just enough for me. When I get home from work, wanna wrap myself around you. Take it, squeeze it till the passion starts to rise. When I get home from work, wanna wrap myself around.
Tex Perkins and his Ladyboys from a 2008 album called Number Ones and Number Twos, basically, where the band covered a bunch of songs that reached either number one or number two on the charts. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? That's their cover of Alice Cooper's You and Me, featuring vocals there by Adelita. Kind of interesting, you know, when you look at this last set of music, a lot of mellow stuff, Only Women Bleed, I Never Cry, You and Me, some of Alice Cooper's biggest hits in the 70s, some of his biggest chart successes were ballads, were not, you know, hands up rockers, like No More Mr. Nice Guy and 18 and Welcome to My Nightmare, School's Out, things like that. He had a lot of chart success in the 70s with these lush ballads like You and Me. And then the song before it, I Never Cry by Poison from 2007, their all-cover album called Poisoned. Kind of interesting hearing Poison, you know, usually known for rocking guitars, take it down a notch to do an Alice Cooper cover that's not one of the more rockin' songs. Of course, right before that, you heard Pat Boone, the unmistakable Pat Boone from the 1997 album In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy, the title track to that album. And a great one to play on this show because it totally fits with Pat Boone's personality. I mean, he is the ultimate nice guy. He is, you look up in the dictionary, you look up Mr. Nice Guy, and there's a picture of Pat Boone right there. So hearing him cover this song, I think, is fantastic. And then we start off the set with Ike and Tina Turner. Wow, I guess some unintentional irony there. Only Women Bleed from their Greatest Hits Volume 2. And when you think about the relationship that Ike and Tina Turner had, especially with those ending lines in the song about you know, getting on your knees and pleading, Don't Make Me Bleed, it's like, holy cow, okay, that's kind of an interesting song for them to choose to cover. And interesting that they would include that on a Greatest Hits album for Ike and Tina Turner. Anyway, came out in 2008, or the reissue of that Greatest Hits album came out in 2008. Right there, cover of Only Women Bleed by Ike and Tina Turner. Well, when I played the Donnas, I alluded to another teenage punk act, and this one a lot earlier than the Donnas. The Donnas came out in the late 90s. Back in the 70s, the late 70s, there was a punk outfit from the UK called Eater, E-A-T-E-R. And, you know, they had their comparisons to, you know, groups like the Ramones and the Clash and things like that. Even somewhat to the Jam. And I think on this song, you can kind of hear that comparison. But being as the fact that they only ranged in age from 13 to 17 when they recorded their first album, it's kind of hard for them to cover a song like 18 and have any believability. You know, it's kind of disingenuous for 13 to 17-year-olds to cover a song called I'm 18. So they took it down a few years and called it 15. Here's Eater with their cover called 15.
And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times more poisonous than the rattlesnake. And you see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, what I think I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate and possess. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. And if I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor. These words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew if we don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. Destroyed, and every girl and boy will learn to be annoyed. Black Widow.
Love me, yes, we love me. Love them, yes, we love them. Love me, yes, we love them.
Yeah.
the Black Widow.
I think it's only appropriate that the heaviest song that I play on tonight's show is by the band themselves. That's Alice Cooper with their cover of the Beatles' Hey Bulldog. It comes from a 2006 album called Butchering the Beatles, a head bashing, I don't know about head basking, but certainly head bashing tribute to the Beatles. Very cool album if you like heavy metal and you like the Beatles. This is a great little mashup between the two. Before that, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with a solo performance there of Black Widow. Now, before 1984, before Michael Jackson's Thriller, the song Thriller, you know, you had Vincent Price doing the introduction for another song, the original version of Black Widow by Alice Cooper on the Welcome to My Nightmare album. But when I found this one, first thing I did was went back to listen to the Vincent Price and Alice Cooper version, because I felt like there was something missing. And yeah, he leaves out a bunch of the stuff at the beginning, a bunch of the Vincent Price introduction at the beginning, which really sets the stage for the song that you're, you know, you start off the song in a museum, looking at all the different animals, looking at all the different spiders, and basically, you know, Vincent Price is your tour guide through the museum, and he comes upon the Black Widow, and you hear his mood change through throughout the introduction. Didn't feel like Bruce Dickinson captured that, but he did do a great job with the song. That comes from a tribute album called Humanary Stew, a tribute to Alice Cooper. Again, Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. And then we start off the set with Eater from the album The Complete Eater. It was also on their debut album, 1999 release, called 15. Of course, a cover of Alice Cooper's 18. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. I don't really need to tell you the www, do I? A lot of great stuff that I had to move over to the bonus tracks edition that's going to be coming up for Alice Cooper, including another version of Only Women Bleed by Etta James. So if you're not a Coverville citizen, make sure you become one, and that way you get that and all the other Coverville bonus tracks shows for free, as well as t-shirt, DVD, all sorts of great stuff. Check it out at coverville.com. On the right side of the page, you'll see a thing for citizens. Like I said, that is going to do it for this edition. We'll be back next week with an all-request episode of Coverville. Start your week. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, Cachefly.com.